lunches being dished out on the ever so slightly fast bus. It's not your normal bus. There's definitely some kind of hyperdrive installed as we wing it between two locations here at the Culture Code event. At the moment, we are in Middlesbrough, or if you're local, you call it Borough, apparently. And we are heading back to Newcastle. Mostly kind of speakers, organisers, Arts Council on this particular bus. At the moment, everybody is focusing on a paper bag containing food, the sustenance that will get us through another chaotic, mind-numbing day of information. Mind-numbing in the way that I don't know if my brain can take much more. And we're only halfway through. One particularly interesting talk filled with case studies earlier on was from the man who's just shoved a sandwich in his gob.
Hello. Thank you, Christian.
Twitter name?
Cold Climate.
And give a brief synopsis on what you talked about today.
I was trying to show off the cool things that can happen out of hack days if you make your data open to people, because they'll always surprise you and they'll be hopefully more interesting than stuff than you might have brainstormed if you just stared at the data.
A lot of people getting excited about the government releasing data and wondering how arts organisations can do the same with ease.
Yes, it's a big challenge. I think one of the big problems that arts institutions face is they don't know what data they're sitting on, and that's exactly the problem that the government was having a couple of years ago. And it's through things like Rewired State and the Open Data Initiatives that they've discovered the value they had in the data, and that's real value, not necessarily monetary value.
Now, one of the questions was, well, how can I measure data in my space, in my environment? And straight away, I suddenly had this business model pop into my head. Bear with me. I'm dressed very much slightly like a Ghostbuster, and I have a series of networked data-collecting sensors that I can... I come in with this aluminium flight case and I stick them around museums. I measure footfall. I measure the height of people passing through the doors to differentiate between adults and kids. All of this is wirelessly connected. It's battery operated. I even have a way of measuring what I call dwell time. How long someone is looking at a particular piece of art or an exhibit, so on and so forth, through eye-sensing cameras. Please tell me this doesn't exist yet.
Bad news, a lot of that does exist already.
Bugger!
the Baltic, the Art Baltic Art Gallery in Gateshead, I believe has got some really good tracking stuff, although I've never got my hands on it yet.
But is it mobile? Can it be installed for a period of time? Because half of the fun is collecting the data as well as analysing and knowing what to do with it.
I doubt that is mobile, but it wouldn't be hard. Theirs probably works on top-down cameras. So you could use your existing CCTV system, possibly. So you don't have to install too much kit, which does make it portable in a crazy way.
I think it was York, possibly, or was it Pixel Palace, where RFID readers were installed and we got to carry RFID chips around in our pockets so we could measure how many times people went to the bar.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea.
So there's no reason why the membership card or your access to some of these free spaces shouldn't, with your permission, be logging that kind of data through RFID scanners, which must be much easier, like an Oyster card setup to have set up.
Yeah, so the Oyster card system itself, that data has been used to produce some really interesting stuff. I think it was a game by some guys called Mudlark, and I can't remember the URLs, but you can probably Google Mudlark and Oyster card and it'll find it. But because it's passive data collection, you don't have to actively do it and check in and everything else. You actually get a ton more data because it just happens as people use something that exists already. And I think that's probably where the future of a lot of data collecting lies. So my great love is geolocation data. That used to be really hard. I used to have a GPS thing in my pocket, ran on batteries, blah, blah, blah. And now I've just got an iPhone that passively collects the whole lot, whether I want to or not.
Is that via the Fitbit? I noticed you talk a little bit about body hacking and the measuring of your own data.
Yeah, I'm a bit obsessed at the minute. I've got a Fitbit. At some point, I'm going to buy a Withings wireless body scale, which is going to broadcast my weight onto the internet. And if the combination of those two don't mean I get a bit skinnier over the next couple of years, then I don't know what will.
honestly. I was using some an app called Fitness Pal, I think, ridiculous name, but the option was to publicly humiliate yourself by how much exercise and how much you weigh, and I imagine that would definitely have an effect. I kind of chose just to share with a couple of people, and those people could go, I noticed you didn't exercise today, which was a really nice little nudge.
Yeah, I have to admit, I don't at the minute make my Fitbit data public, but I am in a bit of a passive competition with one of my friends to walk more each day, and it really annoys me when at the end of the day I look in and she's walked more than I have. The next day I do actually take a slightly different route to work, or I use the stairs instead of the lift. So it's encouraging good behaviour purely by a little bit of game mechanics and a little bit of really clever technology, the Fitbit.
Yeah, I know. I probably should splash out for one. I was reluctant at purchasing an expensive bit of kit, but since losing two pedometers in the past 3 months and not being able to log as many of my steps as I want, I'm probably just going to have something I can drop in the bottom of my pocket or hang around my neck.
Yeah, the Fitbit, it doesn't log your GPS location, which is a little bit annoying. It is just a pedometer, and it's very losable. I keep finding it on the seat next to me when I put my hand down. So at some point, I'm either going to have to get it surgically attached or wear it on a really fetching necklace.
Fantastic. Well, thanks a lot for today. What new projects have you got coming up, and where can people find you online?
So you can find me at Cold Climate. My next big project is the Design It Build It conference in April, where tickets are on sale at the minute. And I've just currently started working for a company called Candy, who make an amazing Google Analytics-like product. So that's taking up all my time at the moment.
Fantastic. How can you do analytics better than Google?
That would be trade secrets, I'm afraid.
Look forward to that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.